Step one, never give up. From Ryan D, Rotary Recovery, Plymouth. I was born in Liverpool, and my childhood was one of good memories. I had loving parents who always did the best they could by me, and I always got pretty much what I wanted. I was a popular lad at school, but didn't feel that way internally. I was sensitive, self-centred and an introvert. My first passion was football. My nan and grandad used to take me to the local pub from about the age of 8 to watch their team play on the big screen. I was attracted to the atmosphere in the pub. There was laughter, smoke, and everyone seemed to be having a really good time. I remember thinking, I can't wait to be older so I can drink. My ambition was to be a professional footballer, a goalkeeper, and I was in fact a good goalkeeper. I played for the school football team and was then selected to be the first choice keeper for Liverpool schoolboys. I felt as though I'd arrived. I also had trials for the senior team and played in the local derby for another. Life was great. At this point I developed an ego and I hadn't known fear or failure. I remember it was the last game of the season, and whoever won that game was going to win the league title. As I was warming up, I had this overwhelming sense of fear. I remember thinking that if I make a mistake and cost us the league, I'd never experienced this before. And I remember going to my manager to say I felt sick, and the second choice keeper replaced me, played a blinder, we won, and we won the league. I then had the same experience when I played for the academy. I was called up to play, and again I pulled out because of nervousness and fear of making a mistake. I was released, and this broke my heart. I remember crying, saying to my family that I would never be playing football again because I was a failure. I was rubbish. I wasn't good enough. At age 16, I discovered alcohol and cocaine, and they changed my perception of reality. It fixed those feelings of fear, inadequacy, of being a failure. Alcohol and cocaine made me feel normal, at ease, powerful, whole. I remember saying to myself, I'm going to drink as often as I can and snort as often as I can because I want to keep feeling the way it made me feel. I know today that I was drinking and using for the effect, produced and not for the pleasure. My life totally revolved around drinking and using and finding ways and means to get more. Every job I had, I lost. Every romantic relationship I had went. Every college attempt or means of trying to better my life failed as a direct result of my drinking and using. My uncle 12-stepped me to my first meeting at 16, and I instantly knew I was in the right place. People were speaking about me, my life, my experiences. They were speaking my language. I've tried every means to get clean and sober, and they've all failed. Treatment centres, moving towns, different fellowships, different sponsors, different ways of taking the steps, counselling, and it all failed. It all failed because I didn't have step one, and I was not allowing myself to be sponsored because I still thought I could manage my own life successfully. I loved the idea of getting clean and sober and sorting out my life, and believe me, it wasn't for the want of trying. I've been in and out of Alcoholics Anonymous for 16 years, and the only thing I did right was I kept coming back. On the 1st of September 2020, after coming out from a 7-day bender and wanting to die, I lay on my bed and I cried out, "If there is a God, please help me. I can't do this anymore." I'd lost my family. I hadn't seen my little boy for almost a year, and I was hanging on to my job by a thread. I couldn't string a few days sober towards the end of my drinking because I was in the grips of alcoholism, which is more powerful than me and anything I tried to combat it with. You see, surrender was something that had happened to me. It was something that I couldn't bring about myself. And I now know that what it means when people in my home group say, I have step one, a term which I use to hate being shared. I messaged my sponsor and asked for help again and went to an online meeting half cut, but I knew I was done. I made the decision that I was going to come back to Alcoholics Anonymous and do everything that AA suggests, even when things don't feel comfortable, and I wasn't going to run away. I've attended at least one meeting a day since I've been back, as there is a lot of power in meetings. I then worked through the steps, and the miracle has happened. The obsession for alcohol has been removed. The program doesn't come naturally to me. I have to work at this program daily, and I have to work it hard to just about enable myself to live with me, let alone be happy, joyous, and free. But my willingness has remained. I know that if I continue to show up for a life a day at a time, continue to place Alcoholics Anonymous and my recovery at the centre of my life, stick close to my sponsor who has suffered me for years and never gave up on me, and most importantly, I trust and rely upon my God, I will continue to stay clean and sober. My job today is to try and be the best I can be and to ask God to remove my fear of sharing so I can be of maximum service to Him and those who have struggled for years. I know what it's like. End.